Unit 1, Section A.
Question 1. Mrs. Smith, would you mind if I hand in the report late? I might not be able to finish by next Monday, since it's Wednesday today.
I'm afraid we have to have it by Friday. We have to send it to Houston on Saturday.
How many days does the man have if he sends it directly to Houston?
Question 2. What did you think of the concert?
The performance was excellent, but I don't understand this modern music. I prefer Brahms or Beethoven.
What was the man's reaction to the concert? Question 3. These tomatoes are huge. You must have watered them a lot.
Yes, I did. They ought to be ripe enough to pick by next Friday when we have our picnic.
Where did this conversation most probably take place? Question 4. Mary has caught a bad cold. She can't go to school today.
Her parents tried to persuade her not to go swimming, but in vain.
What can we learn from the conversation? Question 5. Having visited so many different countries, you must be able to speak several different languages.
I wish I could, but French and English are the only ones I have ever learned to speak.
What did the man say of his knowledge of languages? Question 6. Do we have an assignment for Monday? I don't have anything written down.
Nothing to read in the book, but we have to see a movie and write a paragraph about it.
What have the students been assigned to do before Monday?
Question 7. Some of my friends are getting together to go to the volleyball match on Sunday afternoon. Do you want to come?
Oh, I'd love to, but I have to work on my chemistry report.
What will the woman probably do on Sunday?
Question 8. You seem to have a lot to do at your office. Are you always staying late and working overtime?
That's true, but it's no matter to me. I don't mind the extra hours at all.
What does the man feel about his job?
Question 9. My throat is sore and I have a fever.
Let me take a look at your throat. Have you any chills?
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question 10. In the summer, Andy plays tennis or golf almost every day, and in the winter, he goes skiing every chance he gets.
He's always been very enthusiastic about sports.
What can be concluded about Andy?
Section B. New York originally belonged to the Indians, yet today there are very few Indians among New York's millions of people. How did this change come about? When the first white settlers arrived in the newly discovered continent along its east coast, the Indians welcomed them and gave them food and shelter. As the newcomers settled down, the Indians helped them plow the ground and taught them how to grow corn and beans. The Indians also taught them how to hunt and fish, for this was a land of wilderness, and the white men were not used to such surroundings. More white men came. They needed more land, so through force they took the land away from the Indians. How the early Dutch settlers got the island of Manhattan is a well-known story. By giving the Indians some toys and cheap goods worth about $24, they bought the land, now the center of the busiest section of New York. All along the coast, the story was more or less the same. The Indians found themselves pushed off the land, and they didn't like this, so they fought back. There were fierce battles, and people on both sides were killed, but the white people kept coming in. They also had guns, but the Indians only had spears, bows, and arrows. The Indians were defeated and pushed further back.